KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy, 74 degrees. We look for a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through midday and a high around 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Well, as of early this morning, the IDPH coronavirus dashboard shows one new confirmed case of COVID-19 in Cass, Adair, and Shelby counties each since Sunday, for a total of 74 in Cass County, 30 in Adair County, 184 in Shelby County. From 10 a.m. Friday through early today, there have been 23 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Cass County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of deaths associated with COVID-19 in our immediate listening area. The highest percentage of positive cases in Cass County, 45%, are persons in the 18 to 40 age bracket. 64% of those who tested positive were symptomatic. The genders are almost evenly split among the age groups. And statewide, one more person died from COVID-19 through 10 a.m. From 10 a.m. Sunday through this morning, for a total of 931. Long-term care facility deaths account for 498 of the 931. Of the more than 522,860 tests that have been taken, 48,919 have tested positive. That's up 187 from Sunday's report. 37,247 have recovered, and nearly 2,260 have tested negative since Sunday, for a total of 470,887 since the outbreak began and records were kept. The IDPH says 224 people were hospitalized with the virus, 57 are in an ICU. 26 people were admitted to a hospital since 10 a.m. Sunday, compared to 32 on Sunday, and 23 were on a ventilator. Southwest Iowa, Western Iowa hospitals reporting a total of 14 patients thus far. Five are in an ICU. None were admitted since 10 a.m. Sunday, and one person was put on a ventilator. Long-term care facility outbreaks remain at 26, and at those facilities, 826 patients and staff tested positive for COVID-19. 442 have recovered from the virus. Again, looking at Cass and surrounding counties, the data shows 74 cases here in Cass County, 43 recovered, one death. Adair County has 30 cases, 19 recovered. Adams County, unchanged at 16 cases, 10 recovered. Audubon County also unchanged at 28 cases, 17 recovered, one death. Guthrie County has 132 cases, 97 of whom have recovered, and there have been five deaths. Montgomery County reports four deaths, 59 positive cases, and 35 have recovered. Pottawatomie counties are slowly increasing, but they're slowing down from what they had been. Currently at 1,325 new cases, 943 recovered, and 26 fatalities in Pottawatomie County attributed to COVID-19. And Shelby County has 184 cases of COVID-19. 155 of those have recovered, and there was one fatality. Officials of the Cass County Health System said Sunday that they were still experiencing phone issues at the main Atlantic campus. Apparently, they said Verizon customers are still having trouble getting through. CCHS communications specialist Kate Neiman said that they're continuing to work with local utilities to get this resolved as soon as possible. Neiman reminds persons who have business with CCHS to please call 712-778-5140 or the Griswold Rural Health Clinic, and you'll be routed to the appropriate department. Police in Red Oak cited a Red Oak juvenile early this morning. The male juvenile, who was not identified because of his age, was cited at around 1:20 a.m. for minor in use of tobacco or a vapor product, possession of stolen property, and interference with official acts. He was cited into juvenile court and then released to a parent. Two juveniles and an adult face felony burglary, theft, and misdemeanor criminal mischief charges associated with the burglary in Red Oak. According to Red Oak police, officers were notified at around 6:41 p.m. Sunday of a possible burglary at the White Oak gas station at 710 North Broadway in Red Oak. A passerby said they had seen three people inside the building and that the front door window was broken. Officers located three individuals at 3rd and Corning Streets who matched the description given by the witness. And after an investigation, they arrested 28-year-old Nathan Allen DeJong of Red Oak. A 14-year-old male and a 10-year-old male were also taken into custody. Each was charged with burglary, a Class D felony, theft in the 4th degree, and criminal mischief in the 3rd degree. DeJong was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The 14-year-old male was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. And the 10-year-old male was released to a parent. Red Oak firefighters were called to the scene of a structure fire a little after 10 a.m. Sunday. According to Red Oak Fire Chief John Bruce, crews were dispatched to 111 East Joy Street and once inside found a fire in the first floor kitchen area. While they worked quickly to knock down the flames, other firefighters searched the house and were able to rescue a dog who was unharmed. Two residents got out of the home and were evaluated at the scene and refused medical treatment or transport to the hospital. Chief Bruce said the fire originated in an over-the-range microwave. He also said the home was still able to be occupied, even though it sustained moderate fire and smoke damage in the kitchen and minor smoke damage in the rest of the house. Firefighters from Stanton and Elliott, as well as Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Montgomery County Communications, Red Oak Police, and Mid-American Energy all assisted at the scene. In our funeral announcements, Darlene Justice, age 87, of Avoca and formerly of Irwin, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Darlene Justice will be today at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Michael Elliott Wellman, age 46, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Michael Wellman will be on Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marvin Maynard Clark, age 84, of Oakland, died August the 6th at the Oakland Manor. A private family funeral for Marvin Clark will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. The funeral will be streamed on Facebook Live at the reconvened funeral home page. Ardell Hansen, age 94, of Audubon and formerly of Exira, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Private family services are planned for Mardell Hansen. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Darlene Evelyn Stringham, age 94, of Yale, died Wednesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Private family graveside services will be held for Darlene Stringham with the Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Joanne Larson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Joanne Larson are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.